The Week That Was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop.
Tusculum Body Shop is Greene County's oldest collision repair facility, local family owned and operated and in business since 1963. They offer over 100 years combined experience teamed with the latest in technology and repair techniques to serve their customers. All of their repairs come with a limited lifetime warranty and they accept all insurance and self-pay methods. They are conveniently located at 392 South Ruth Taylor Road between Highway 11E and Old Irwin Highway in Greenville. Come see them for all of your auto body needs.
That was the sound near the conclusion of the Monday night ceremony at the Greene County Courthouse as John Schell playing Amazing Grace on the bagpipes. The remembrance ceremony for September 27th of last year when the floodwaters from Hurricane Helene ravaged the area. Among those speaking on Monday, Tusculum Mayor Alan Corley.
We're blessed in Greene County because all these folks did all these things, not for fame or glory, not for recognition, because many of them are still unknown to us, and not for money. They did it because it was the right thing to do. So we are very blessed this evening to live in a community where people do difficult things simply because it's the right thing to do.
And AidNet Treasurer Wendy P.
I see amazing work in this community every day. I have the best job in town. I see wonderful folks working on behalf of wonderful folks. But this experience has trumped all of that. I have never seen the outpouring of support like I have seen in Greene County in the last year. And what a difference a year makes.
The 40-minute ceremony on the steps of the courthouse to remember those like Boone McCrary who gave his life and the thousands of emergency responders and even private citizens who responded in the wake of the storm and continue to assist in the rebuild and recovery 360-plus days later. Members of the Greene County Education Committee took their monthly meeting on the road Monday afternoon for a tour of the still-under-construction CTE site at West Greene High School. Plans are to have everything installed and ready for the beginning of school following the Christmas break. School Board Chair Rick Tipton says while the six classes taught at West Greene will be ready by then, he's also hopeful the eight-classroom CTE construction at Chucky Doak will be completed by that time or soon afterwards. Greene County Mayor Kevin Morrison saying during the week that was, he's hopeful Bird's Bridge will open again by Halloween or around that date. But Morrison says all the requirements which were waived for the rebuild of the state-owned Kinzer Bridge on Highway 107 have not been waived for the Easterly Bridge project on Poplar Springs Road, which basically remains untouched since September a year ago. But he assures residents the bridge will be rebuilt, but the process is going to be painfully and frustratingly slow. Meanwhile, in Cock County, their mayor, Rob Mathis, says Conway Bridge, which joins Greene and Cock County in western Greene County, will be rebuilt as well. That historic 414-foot-long concrete bridge was built in 1924. Not this month's GEA bill, but next month's will go up slightly after a local 1.5% rate increase for GEA customers went into effect during the week that was on the first day of October. That increase should be around $2 per month. We found out during the week that was that Food Country is closing its location in Mossheim. It's one of only two locations in Tennessee, the other one in Mountain City. The seven others are based in Virginia. When and who another grocery chain will be that's expected to take its place in the Mossheim Plaza is not yet known. And the state of Tennessee has set the execution date for Krista Pike. The now 49-year-old Pike is scheduled for execution September 30th, 2026, unless another court order intervenes. If Pike is executed by the state, she would be the first woman executed in Tennessee since 1819. She will also be the first person to be executed who was 18 at the time of the crime in Tennessee since the death penalty was reinstated in 1972. Tomorrow, the week ahead. For the week that was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop, I'm Bobby Rader, Radio Greenville News.